Everyone who works in the California Assembly must receive the coronavirus vaccine or risk losing their job, according to Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. He announced the policy Monday following multiple cases among employees last month, including people who have already been fully vaccinated and wear masks while in the building. Two California voters are challenging the legality of the state's recall system less than a month before the September 14th election. A complaint filed in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California argues that the state's recall provision violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution by allowing sitting governors to be replaced by candidates who have received fewer votes. U.S. experts are expected to recommend COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all Americans regardless of age 8 months after they receive their second dose of the shot. They say this will ensure lasting protection against the coronavirus as the Delta variant spreads across the country. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office announcing a deputy involved in a traffic incident has resigned after a follow-up investigation determined he had provided contradictory statements. Las Coast Outpost reporting the now former deputy is 31-year-old Matthew Arellano. The Monument Fire burning along Highway 299 in Trinity County between Burnt Ranch and Junction City grows to 97,287 acres. It is now 10% contained. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.